Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations of earth, constitutes the greatest threat to fundamental Christianity in the 21st century. The Roman Catholic Church has long since forsaken the Bible alone, grace alone, faith alone, and Christ alone, and signed by the Bible Presbyterian Church. Now, brothers and sisters, this is someone outside of Adventism that is recognizing what's going on and is being stirred. This is a group of people that you almost have to assume there are some of what we understand as 11th hour workers that are starting to take note of what's going on. We are very close to end, and I just have one more thing to bring this presentation on the Great Controversy to a close. You will find in the Great Controversy at least four places in the Great Controversy where she talks about people missing the hour of their visitation. She talks about France missing the hour of its visitation. She talks about Babylon missing the hour of its visitation. She talks about the Jews missing the hour of their visitation. What's the hour of the visitation? The hour of the visitation speaks about a time period when there is a specific message. And the people that are living during that time period are supposed to understand and respond to the message, but they miss it. It's the hour of their visitation, but they miss it. The Jews' hour of visitation was when the Messiah was among them, and they missed the hour of visitation. Not only did they miss it, they cooperated with his crucifixion. So that is one of the themes in the Great Controversy as well. This is from the Great Controversy 361. Because we have an hour of our visitation too. And remember that the visitation is referring to the message of the hour. And what is the message of our hour? The third angel's message. We are the ones that are to proclaim the third angel's message about don't receive the mark of the beast, and we'll have to be prepared to explain what the mark is and who the beast is and how it's going to pass, come to pass. Great Controversy 361. Such is the sure result of neglect to appreciate and prove the light and privilege which God bestows. Unless the church will follow on in his opening providence, accepting every ray of light, performing every duty which may be revealed, religion will inevitably degenerate into the observance of forms, and the spirit of vital godliness will disappear. See any of that around you in Adventism today? How about in our own homes? How about in our own lives? This message is meaningless if we're just pointed to the church. It has to come into our own homes and our own lives. Continuing on. This truth has been repeatedly illustrated in